A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
No, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we're podcast hosts. We are not the aforementioned experts, and we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
And if you would like to reach us, our text and voicemail number is 781-591-0390. And our email, or you can also send us a voice memo, is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Indeed. And you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. We're on Twitter at forever35pod. We're on Instagram at forever35podcast. You can join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/forever35podcast. The password there is serums. And you can sign up for our newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter.
Okay, I will.
Please do that.
Done and done. Dori, hello.
Hello, Kate.
It's great to be with you after your trip.
After your trip, too.
We took tiny trips.
Yeah, we both took little trips.
I mean, I just drove out to the desert. You flew on a plane.
I did fly on a plane to New York City. It was a great trip. As I was saying to you before we started recording, the weather was great. So that helps on any trip, but I think it especially helps in New York because I could like walk around and it was great. I had a great time. I saw a couple friends. I went to an outdoor wedding of my cousins. Mm. So I saw some family that I hadn't seen in a long time. Yeah, it was great.
How did it work, I guess, like not emotionally, but kind of like mentally balancing the fun and the joy with like the risk? Like, how did you mitigate risk through all of this? And how does it feel like coming out of this trip?
It feels fine. I mean, masks, you know?
Yeah,
masks are great.
Vaccines are great.
Vaccines are great. I always wear a KF94 mask, which is very similar to a KF95 mask. So there's been quite a few articles recently basically saying like cloth masks don't do much.
Yeah, they're not cutting it.
Yeah. So if you can, if it is within your means to get some KN95s or KF94s, that's really recommended to protect both yourself and the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, you know, I feel good. I feel like we're just, I feel like I'm just in this stage where I'm accepting the fact that like COVID is here seemingly to stay.
Yeah.
And I am just going to have to mitigate my risk. And, you know, I don't want to go back to those first few months of lockdown where like I barely left my house.
Yeah.
You know, so the risk, I feel like the risk to me of getting severely ill is very low because I'm vaccinated. I'm always masked in public. And so if I somehow did get sick, I think it would be relatively mild. I don't want to pass it to my kid because he's obviously not vaccinated. So that would be like my biggest concern, but I'm not like footloose and fancy free, but
you're not making out with strangers at every turn.
No. But I'm not, I don't obsess over it.
Yeah, that's good.
What about you? Because you traveled also. So I did, but how did you feel about it?
We were pretty isolated. So my family rented an Airbnb for 3 nights in Joshua Tree, which is the part of the beautiful Mojave Desert here in California. And so we were very isolated. We went on some hikes in Joshua Tree National Forest. I don't know which it is. We went on some hikes in Joshua Tree in the morning before it got too hot. And did I bring a mask on the hikes? I did. We didn't mask when we were outside in the park. We weren't really near many people. We did go to the grocery store as a family. And that was bizarre because people were not wearing masks. And I'm so used to living here in Los Angeles where we have a mask mandate. Mm. So like, there was basically a month this summer where I like kind of experimented with not wearing a mask a couple times into stores. And then I would just put it back on the second I caught, you know, I started reading about the Delta variant. But it was bizarre. I mean, this grocery store was like maybe 60 to 70% of the people were not in masks. And that was kind of just jarring. But I know that that is life for many people in America. It's just we live in a place where that, where truly everyone is masked all the time for the most part here in LA. So that was interesting, but it felt good to get out of the city. But we just kind of hung out, you know, by ourselves at the Airbnb. I took a 2-hour nap. Oh, just saying that makes me yawn. Oh, goodness. I like couldn't stay awake and I would have kept sleeping if I hadn't forced myself to wake up. You know those like weird weekend afternoon naps, like you fall asleep around 2 or 3 o'clock and then all of a sudden you wake up and it's like dinner time and the sun is setting and you're just like, oh no.
Yes.
And you don't feel good. You feel kind of hungover. I had that kind of nap. I think I will be very honest, and I know I am not alone, but I was feeling really emotionally drained from a lot of the news and political events happening. I mean, just in general, like I sometimes just feel like just sucked of energy, and I have to take big chunks of breaks from like doom scrolling and stuff like that because I was, and I am feeling, you know, pretty despondent about what has been going on in Texas in terms of abortion and reproductive health care. So I just kind of unplugged a little bit over the weekend, and we like just went to bed early and we played board games and just kind of hung out as a family, which was, you know what, pretty fun.
That's awesome.
We played air hockey and pool and, you know, we watched the new Cinderella movie. It felt good. And now, you know, am I replenished? I don't know. But I'm back.
I'm glad to hear that. you know, it's funny what you were saying about masks. Sorry, and then we can get off this topic because I know it's not super interesting to most people. But what I did think was interesting in New York is, you know, they don't have an indoor mask mandate.
Mm.
But I would say the vast, vast, vast majority of people I saw inside stores, because I went into some stores and I went to like a grocery store and were masked.
Fascinating. Okay, fascinating.
So I don't know. Just a data point. And there was 100% mask compliance on the subway.
And that's mandated?
That is mandated, yes. But I had heard, don't know. I feel like, you know, I feel like you see on social media, like, oh, I rode the subway today and like only half the people were masked, or, you know, you just see like random things. But yep, everyone was masked. Was not a big deal. I went to a couple restaurants that asked to see proof of vaccination status before you, like if you had to go inside to use the bathroom, they asked to see your vaccine card, which was interesting.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, I am supposed to go see Fish in October, and I just got notification that it's for vaccinated people only. No, like, proof of a negative PCR test in the last 72 hours. Yeah, it is vaccinated only. That's the future, right?
Listen, I'm just going to get on my soapbox for a second and say that
the
72-hour negative PCR test is essentially worthless.
Wow. A bold statement from Dori Shafrir.
Like, my husband tested negative when he got COVID, he had tested negative within 72 hours. Mm-hmm. And then the test he took the morning he went back to work, he found out, you know, whatever, 36 hours later that he had COVID. But he worked for 2 days with COVID because his previous PCR test had been negative.
Totally. So, like, I'm with you.
Yes, maybe it occasionally catches people who are positive, but I just feel like as a prevention measure, it is riddled with holes.
Yeah, I'm
with you. So anyway, that is my soapbox.
Well, before we head into the break, I did just want to circle back to what I mentioned about what's going on in Texas, because I do want to reiterate, you know, that access to healthcare, reproductive healthcare, is self-care. You know, and like, yeah. I have a really great manicure right now that I do want to talk about, and I will get to that in a future episode. And yes, painting your nails is also self-care. But if we don't have access to basic human rights, like, everything else is meaningless. So.
Amen, Kate. Thank you for bringing this up.
Well, you're welcome. And, you know, I think I have been grieving what is happening and am now ready to just, you know, get back into action. But I also wanted to say, like, if you don't agree with me, you can just turn off this podcast. Don't have to listen or send us a message.
Yep.
Dori and I are pro-choice as fuck, and that's just the way it's going to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just spoke for you, but I think it's okay.
You did just speak for me, and that is more than fine. And I also agree with what you said about people who feel the need to tell us that they're not going to listen because of our stance on abortion. You're welcome to keep listening, but it's just like...
Also, welcome aboard if you want to stay, great.
If you want to stay, but this is our stance, so take it or leave it.
Yes. Healthcare is self-care, baby. And that includes access to abortion.
All right, well, on that note... Let's take a break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there, the overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with.
This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With honey love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. All right. Well, we have returned. And we are going to kick off this section of the pod with a voicemail.
Hi, Kat and Dor. This is Christine. I live in Ohio. And I've been listening forever, and this is the first time I'm calling. I'm calling because I'm a high school English teacher, and I'm really struck today, driving, listening to the latest mini-ep, by that subtle change that another listener recommended in your language for your opener about we're podcast hosts, not experts, and how much just power that gives you as women. And I love it. And I wish that we all going through our lives had listeners that could call us and remind us of the subtle ways that we diminish our power and our expertise, because even though you're not, you know, psychological experts or trained therapists or estheticians or what have you, you are powerful women who have wonderful things to share with us. And I just wish that all of my female students and female identifying students had someone in their lives following them daily to remind them to use their language to stand in their power. And as I'm, you know, reflecting at the end of a long week with horrific news for women out of Texas, I'm just reminded that if we can stand in our power and stand together, I hope we can change things. But I wanted to thank you both and thank your awesome listeners, because we're smart women and we can do smart things. Thanks.
Okay, so
aww.
Needless to say, I got very emotional listening to this voicemail. You know, what a good reminder. And truly, how privileged are we to constantly have listeners just, you know, tapping in and helping us change, helping us reframe our own narratives mm-hmm. in our language.
Yeah.
Truly.
We are blessed.
But I just thought this was such a lovely reminder, not just like, you know, for us, but for everyone. It was really such a valuable reminder. Thank you, listener.
Totally. Totally.
Now, in the spirit of this podcast, we are going to drastically change gears. I mean, just deeply go in a different direction. Here's an email we got very recently. Okay. They write, hear me out. This is weird, but I had an unfortunate bug bite incident, and I thought I'd share how I cared for myself in case it helps you or others. Story goes, I started chatting with my neighbor outside at dusk, wearing shorts. I live in Minnesota, spent longer than expected, and I'm also prone to mosquito bites. Essentially, it was a recipe for disaster, and I ended up with about 50 mosquito bites. No lie. The itch was so terrible that I couldn't concentrate on anything the next day, so I researched and experimented, and here's what worked. I wanted to share in case it helps others, hopefully those with a less dramatic story. After some trial and error, what I did for a few days straight was this. First, a lukewarm Epsom salt bath at night. It burned during, but felt amazing after. I feel like it eased the pain and opened the pores. Next, I used the bug bite thing. It's the thing I've seen in Instagram ads and thought, who would ever buy that? But after trying about 7 different creams and sprays, I had to have it. I drove to a Walmart 20 miles away to get it same day, and it's absolutely amazing. Maybe it's psychological, but the pressure from its suction feels amazing. I felt instant relief. For me, this step took a while because you're supposed to hold the suction from this contraption for 20 seconds. I followed up with lots of anti-itch cream. Benadryl was my favorite. For extra oomph, I also took an allergy pill for a few days. I took Allegra because I used Benadryl topically, and it's not recommended to double up on the same ingredients. Look how much I learned in just a few days. Probably not necessary for just a few bites, but again, my situation was pretty dire. What started as excruciating pain subsided really quickly after I followed this process for a few days. Ideally, you'd prevent this to begin with, pants, bug spray, avoid dusk, but I'm newish to the area. Moved from LA, where you know there aren't the same types of bugs. And made a mistake. Thought I'd share my unique bug bite self-care experience.
I mean, I respect this a lot.
Do you have the bug bite thing?
I don't. And I'm about to say something really annoying.
Oh my gosh. What?
What? I don't even know if I want to say it.
What is it that you think it's a placebo effect?
No. I'm like one of those people who doesn't really get bug bites.
Oh, God. I need to leave. What?
I told you. It was really annoying.
What do you think
know.
That
they,
is?
They say they've done these studies and they say that like mosquitoes and other bugs, I guess, are like there's certain like blood types or scents, like some people, they just aren't like attracted to some people.
Wow.
It's not like I never get bug bites, but I like very often I will be somewhere and people will be like, I'm getting eaten alive. And I'll be like,
just stay quiet and just yeah. play along. Oh yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I get devoured by bugs. And in the last 5 years, we've had a mosquito surge here in Los Angeles with like
yeah.
this certain kind of mosquito that came over in a, some sort of shipment from, I believe, another country. Anyway, so we now have mosquitoes in Los Angeles, whereas when I moved here 10 years ago, there were no mosquitoes. And they're tiny and they're out all day long. So I have been, as you said, Dory, chewed alive. Like I feel... my ankles were so chewed up that I was like, they were scabbing because I was itching them so much. So this came at a very opportune time. Like I'm tempted Like, I've never thought about taking allergy medicine. I've never really, like, the Epsom salt bath is very interesting. Like, I'm curious about all these little remedies. And I'm very curious about the bug bite thing.
Yeah.
I press my fingernails into bug bites, like, really hard, and that kind of helps. But maybe sucking with this tool will help?
Yeah. I mean, look, I love, you know, IG ads are basically the new as seen on TV.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
I'm always down to try some contraption, some as seen on TV contraption. I'm waiting for, do you know how at Bed Bath & Beyond they have end caps that are like as seen on TV displays?
Yes.
So I'm wondering, like, will they have as seen on Instagram?
Oh, yes, that
displays.
How does that not already exist?
Bed Bath & Beyond, I just gave you a great idea. Please run with it.
Yeah, and send us some of those 20% off coupons while you're at it.
Yeah.
I mean, seen on TV ads, like, some things are really great off of as seen on TV.
Totally.
Do you know anyone who had a Flobee?
No. Do you?
No. So, look, if you are not a Generation Xer like we are, a Flobee was this thing that was in an ad scene, as seen on TV infomercial, where it's basically like a vacuum that cut your hair.
Mm.
It's still available. And this is the website is very aggressive and like a 1999 style website. This cannot be real. There's a mustachioed man named Rick vacuuming his head on the page, but. Maybe, I don't know, maybe a Flobee would work. I would love to know if anyone had a Flobee.
Yeah, you know, a guy I used to work with wrote a book about infomercials and, like, as seen on TV stuff.
I always will watch an and you know what I will watch, Dory? A fucking 30-minute skincare infomercial.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nothing is more soothing.
My husband also really enjoys stuff like that.
It's strange, right? Like, I don't know what's so calming about it, but it truly sucks me in.
Now, did you watch, like, Home Shopping? Did you watch QVC?
No, that I can't. That is honestly, like, too energetic for me. But something about a 30-minute skincare infomercial, like, with Cindy Crawford or, like, some, I don't know, someone from the 80s. It's like,
I feel like if you told your kids that we used to watch things on TV and then call like a 1-800 number and buy them, they would be like, what are you talking about? Or like a Time Life Classics like CD set.
But even like those CD clubs, remember you would send away for like Columbia Music, yes, and you would get six, and then all of a sudden you'd be charged like $30 a month. I mean, yes. I loved all that stuff. It was like as close as instant gratification as you could get in those times.
Yes. I mean, but like their legacy lives on. I mean, I feel like that's what like subscription boxes and like all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. And I'm still targeted. Like I'll put on, you know, if I go into Facebook, I'll be watching an ad that's just an influencer talking about something that feels super organic. And I will immediately be like, ooh, I'm sucked in. Like,
totally.
Influencers are just the infomercials of 2021.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, let's
talk. I'm glad we figured that out.
We really, again, you know, we like to say that we run the gamut, and we do.
All right. Here is an email on a different topic. I'm turning 30 soon, and for the first time, I'm noticing that my heels are dry and starting to crack. I typically just put my body lotion over my feet each morning, in addition to using a pumice stone in the shower. Since noticing the dryness, I've tried O'Keefe's foot cream as well as Heel Genius from Soap and Glory, but I haven't noticed a difference. Is this something either of you or other listeners have experienced as they exit their 20s? Would love to hear any and all recs you have.
Oh. Okay, I have some ideas.
I think we both have recs.
Yeah, I mean, I think the foot, I actually have Heel Genius and I like it. I would maybe get a thicker, heavier foot cream. And then on top of that, I would put Aquaphor or Vaseline. And then on top of that, I would put a sock. And that's how I would sleep every night.
Okay. I agree. I think you have to do a before bed situation. It sounds like you're only doing it in the morning, which like honestly is not going to cut it. But I would also, and I've recommended this on the podcast before, but I would also recommend bag balm.
Yes, yes, yes.
I love bag balm.
Yes. I also love bag balm. Slather that on those cracked heels.
Slather it on and then put the sock on.
Do you buy your bag balm from the Vermont Country Store?
Yeah, I haven't bought any in a long time, but that's where I used to buy it.
If you're not familiar with the Vermont Country Store, it's a catalog. We are really just... What's up with this?
I mean, next thing you know, we're going to be like hawking the J. Peterman catalog.
No. This is like the best of 1989, everything we mentioned tonight, but it's an amazing catalog where you can buy like nightgowns and I love the Vermont Country Store. Oh boy. Okay. Yeah, I think, but I do agree with Dory. Dory is right. You have to use the nighttime to your advantage when it comes to moisturizing dry skin.
Yep.
The nighttime is the right time.
Yes. Okay. Let's take another short break.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters, and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay, we're going to end things today with a few text messages from ye listeners. Someone wrote us, can I get an amen for sleeping so soundly you hardly move in the night and barely have to remake your bed in the morning?
Amen.
Yes, you can. That is a great feeling when you like you wake up and then you just like kind of just yank the blanket up a little bit and you're like, well, that's done.
All right.
Lucky you.
Here's another text. My act of self-care this week, I signed up for archery lessons at my community center, something fun, different, and outdoors. Oh, I love a hobby.
This feels like a hobby I could see you doing.
Me?
Yes.
Me, Dory Shafrir?
Yes. Who else would I be talking to? You don't see yourself as an archer? I feel like this is so you.
No. You know, there was archery at my summer camp, and it never spoke to me as one of the electives we could choose. Now, I don't even know if they offer it anymore, but I did really used to enjoy riflery. So I don't know. But I think it's actually easier. Archery always seemed really hard.
It is so hard. Like, the really arm strength. Hard.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just don't know that I have the arm strength.
And it's not like I'm like rolling into places with archery all the time, but like occasionally I'm at like a family thing where you can do archery, and I'm always shocked at how hard it is to pull back the string, which I know it's not called the string. I know it has a name. I don't remember what it is. The quiver? I don't know.
Sure.
It's hard. It's a challenging sport. So congratulations. I think this is really cool. I would also love to know what kind of people take arch. Like, who are you meeting in that class? I would love to meet the cast of characters who take archery. It's got to be some really interesting people.
Great point.
Right? Like, such fun people watching and getting to know some new people would be really fun. All right. Keep us posted. I would love to know where this goes.
Yeah, same.
Okay, so we also received this text, which I just kind of wanted to let it double as the activity of the week. That's a combination of listener and person. This personer said, why did it take me 3 years to discover that orgasm is the perfect and immediate cure for menstrual cramps? This is a rhetorical question. It's obviously the patriarchy, but y'all, please spread the good news. I mean, I love you so much, person who wrote this.
You know what? It's so funny, Kate.
Yes?
I thought you had written this.
I guess I didn't specify when I made this document that it was a listener.
Okay, because a lot of times you come, like if we have an activity, a lot of times you come up with it. And I was like, okay. Kate's off in a little, you know, sex shy.
Yeah,
I don't talk about sex that much on this podcast. So I was like, honest. All right, we're getting into it.
She's really finding herself.
She had a great weekend.
Went to the desert, masturbated while she had her period. It was great.
Like, awesome. No, I really thought you had written it. No, it's a listener. It's so funny.
But I included it because this is true. This listener is right. I have definitely experienced this myself.
Yeah, I love that this listener wrote in, and I'm glad that you agree with her. So we can just pretend that you had written it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that'll really. Whew, I'm blushing.
Well. On that note,
I love how this listener wrote this, and I love you imagining this in my voice. But y'all,
I know,
please spread the good news.
Okay.
It's so exuberant.
It was so exuberant. I meant to ask you about it before we started, but I forgot.
Well, the best part is that people can't see this, but this listener texted it to us, and they included the like horn confetti emoji and then the heart emoji. So that's also in our document. So you also thought I included that at the end of this.
Listen, I just thought you were being enthusiastic.
Well, you know, we got to find joy where we can get it at this point, Dory.
Don't I know it?
Oh, my goodness. Well, this has been a real ride.
This truly, truly has been. All right, everyone. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening, as always. We appreciate you.
Bye.